I've always gotten a ton of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. At Eucora, we've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 60,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off your first order at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And this Saturday only, you can pick up a free sample of Benjamin Moore at your local Ace. It's a great way to explore quality colors and find the perfect one for your place. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore Paint at Ace. Offer valid August 1st for Ace Rewards members. Limit one at participating stores while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
You're listening to Mully and Hall, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
And now Eloy Jimenez against Plesac, who is out of Ball State, as we told you. Not a whole lot of major leaguers, longtime major leaguers from Ball State in Muncie, David Letterman's favorite school, but Steve Hargan, who pitched for the Indians from the 60s to the 70s, is a Ball State alum as well.
I remember him. He had a very good arm.
He ended up with carpal tunnel.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's the best he could do.
Nice picking up on that one.
That's the best he could come up with? Ball State grads?
He got the wrong David.
Are you kidding me?
Letterman
Everybody
is
knows Letterman.
Yeah, not compared
He ended
to
up with carpal tunnel.
You know, we got a lot of people texting. I think it's hysterical. I said that it would be like a funny mirror world if Magic Johnson had gone to Michigan, and everyone's response is almost the same. It's like, what about Larry Bird if he stayed in Indiana?
I know.
And it's hysterical because obviously, Indiana won the national championship They went undefeated. I think that's the last team to go through a season in its entirety undefeated. And they had, you know, we remember Scott May drafted second overall by the Bulls. Whoa. Quinn Buckner, local guy, right? Great, one of the greatest high school teams ever. And he was the seventh overall pick that year by Milwaukee. Bobby Wilkerson went 11th overall. Kent Benson in 1977.
Yes. Pride of Newcastle.
First overall. I mean, come on, right? They had nothing but talent, and that's why they won. But honestly, Larry Bird ended up being the best player of all of them, right?
Don't forget Tom Abernathy in that starting five. Look, that's true. Larry Bird never would have played for Bobby Knight because of the sacrifices that were necessary, and Larry Bird wasn't that kind of player at that time, or that kind of – he wasn't investing. It wouldn't have worked. It was a bad fit. That's why he left Bloomington.
Well, I mean, he
this
left Bloomington.
This is chapter four in every fourth grader's Indiana history book, okay?
He left Bloomington because of Bobby Knight, in part. Number one, he was overwhelmed from coming from French Lick to the huge crowds in Bloomington. And he was uncomfortable, and he – apparently was walking into the gym or out of the gym, and he saw Bobby Knight, and he said, "Hi, Coach." Knight looked at him and just walked past him. And he literally went and got on, just went back home. That was it. That was the end of it. But he was uncomfortable, and he missed his girlfriend and all this other stuff. But he got a job working for, the park system, right? And what was it called? Parks and Rec? And he – isn't that in Indiana, that show?
Fictional.
It's fictional. Pawnee.
Just like Hoosiers.
Do you know who was the guy who wrote that? Well, all based on reality. Who was the guy that was he wrote for The Office and he wrote for Parks and Rec?
Michael Schur.
He did a game last year with Jason. You remember that? And he said that in Pawnee, Indiana, the fictional town of, they have a fictional place called Detweiler Square, because he had heard the name Ross Detweiler and thought it was funny. Isn't that unbelievable? He's a huge baseball fan. Detweiler Square. But anyway, Bird was then recruited and brought to Indiana State and became the best player in college basketball.
Second best.
I mean, he won that award,
best,
I think.
Second best player.
Well, listen.
Magic Johnson was the best player in 1979 in college basketball.
If you got the poster, I can't argue.
I had the poster. I watched the game. I have the result that I was looking for when I was a young David Hall, watching Magic Johnson do the no-look pass and play with such joy. That's what you wanted to be. You wanted to defer. Yeah. You wanted to make the great pass, not the great shot.
Yeah. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that is what could have been. Look at you,
Mr. Southside Chicago. You know the 1976 Indiana Hoosier story, the 32-0 season, and you know every starter on that team. I'm impressed.
Well, I did follow college basketball even as a kid. I mean, for God's sake, I've read tons of books about it, and I was a big fan of Bird and Magic, both of them. I didn't have a horse in the race, but when I was a kid, if you played basketball, no matter where you went, if you hit a shot, someone would call you, "Hey, the Birdman, he's Bird." All you had to do was hit one shot, jack up a shot, and people thought you were Larry Bird for about 2 minutes, because you stopped shooting at that point if you got lucky enough that it went in. But, that was absolutely incredible. It really was the start of college basketball in terms of I don't remember that Indiana team very closely, other than in retrospect, but I certainly remember that 1979 championship and all of the stories about that, and reading books about it is how I learned more about Bird. I didn't even know that he had been at Indiana when I was
In the Midwest, growing up in small town Indiana, Mully. I mean, that was a great time to be a college basketball fan because DePaul was great, right? And you had Michigan State and Indiana State playing in the NCAA final, and you had Indiana with its tradition in Purdue. And you know what? In those days, Notre Dame went to a Final Four. I think it was 1978, and that was the beginning of that great class of that time when they had Tripucka and Adrian Dantley. Then John Paxson came, and that's when Pax was really a fun guy to watch. at Notre Dame. But yeah, great memories of being a college basketball fan as a kid.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my God. I mean, listen, it was.
Thank you for saying something nice about Indiana too.
Oh, I always enjoyed watching the Indiana teams play, and I have no problem complimenting Indiana. It's one of the great states in the Union. How about that, buddy?
Okay.
One of the only.
I'll take it.
I think one of the only two or three I knew existed when I was a child. How's that?
No kidding.
We didn't do a ton of extensive travel. So
tonight, what will you watch? Will you watch, if you take in some sports, will you watch the Cubs? Will you watch the NBA? Will you try to do a combination of both? What's your priority list for your viewing of sports on television tonight?
My plan is to watch the Cubs game. That starts first, I believe, yeah? I'm all over the bubble, and I want to see some of Zion, and I'm definitely taping the Lakers-Clippers game. I don't know that I'm staying up and watching that. But what I often do with TNT is I will tape the second game and then watch it in its entirety. I find it very enjoyable to watch the NBA. I've always been a huge NBA fan dating back to even before I covered the NBA. But once you cover the NBA, it's really funny. You understand how superior the NBA is to the college game. It's always been the case, but it is so much more the case now than it was even when we were younger and watching it. I mean, since the kind of freshman or one and done inclusion of players, it's college basketball has been a totally different game than it used to be. But I love college basketball and I do watch it, but not with the same kind of verve that I do the NBA. I think that is the highest league in the land. I think the NBA is as enjoyable. I mean, I love football. I love baseball, but I think the NBA might be my favorite sport.
And college basketball is going to get hurt even more so, Mully, with the rise in popularity and appeal of the G League and the options that it gives and provides young men coming out of high school who might not want to go the college basketball route for whatever reason. And the college basketball model is going to be changed and already has been. So you wonder about its health moving forward and if we're ever going to see the heyday again, because, you know, you're right. It's a superior product, the NBA. I love March Madness. I think it's probably the greatest sporting event over 3 weeks that we have in this country. We missed it terribly last March. But overall, I do think that, yeah, when you tune in tonight to see the resumption, and it's saying a second NBA season, but it is a resumption of the NBA season, you'll see why everything you just said is true.
I think it feels like a second NBA season. Is
that
wrong?
No, it just
feels like a totally different NBA season than the. It's just been so long. Now, you know, this baseball season is the 2020 season because it's just beginning. The resumption feels like, you know, I don't even want to say part two because it feels different to me. And I feel the same way about the NHL. I don't feel like that is a resumption or a continuation as much as sort of a reboot and a restart and a different way of looking at it. And even though baseball has changed some rules and done some things, I have yet to see, and I don't even know the answer to this. I shouldn't bring it up. It's like being a defense attorney, you know, never ask a question you don't know the answer to. But have we seen a man on second yet? I'm not sure.
We have. Yeah, the Royals won a game like that, I believe, on Sunday, and it was very bizarre.
Yeah.
Remember, they won it without an official at-bat, and so we have seen
right, it. That's right. Okay, you're right.
It's very strange. Thought we were going to see it yesterday with the Indians and the White Sox.
Yes.
But the Sox avoided that, thankfully, by winning 4-0.
That was my fear, David. I really felt like, oh, no, this is going to come down to, you know, they're going to lose some flukish way after losing in other ways, and I was worried about that, but that's great. All right, listen, we want to thank everyone for calling, for texting, for emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
And we want to tell you, Ian Happ is going to be on with Dan Bernstein at 9:30, so you don't want to go anywhere. Want to thank our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
I've told you a couple more times, don't bring alcohol or all those stupid things up.
Is that what happens? Our thanks to Kevin Zipak, our maven of sound.
Duval!
And Ray, you do it all, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
Wonderful person.
Mad respect.
mad respect. David, have yourself a great day.
You too, Mully.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Steve Stone, Score baseball expert and TV voice of the Chicago White Sox, talks Chicago baseball three times a week throughout the season on the Score.
A lot of optimism, but it's not misplaced optimism. It's optimism built on the acquisitions by Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams.
Hear Steve Stone three times a week throughout baseball season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station and official radio home of the Cubs.
It's time for an upgrade beneath your feet with beautiful, durable new carpet from the Home Depot. And right now, free installation. Choose from a wide selection of styles. Order samples. Schedule a measure and installation all online. It's never been easier to have carpet you love right where you live. New carpet and free installation only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free installation on carpet $6.99 or more and $1.25 or more per square foot. U.S. only.
Yeah, we're all busy with important things to do. But don't forget, it's also important to laugh. Laughing keeps you sane. So for your sanity's sake, check out Comedy Now on radio.com.
After college, I moved into my own apartment. It's near where my parents live. It's across the hallway.
Comedy Now plays nonstop stand-up comedy from the best comedians in America.
I'll tell you what place I like on the plane is that little bathroom. It's like your own little apartment on the plane.
Listen to Comedy Now anytime on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the sound of a Blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a Blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
All right, now we welcome in Paul Bonfiglio of Basement Water Stoppers. Tell us about Basement Water Stoppers, Paul. What exactly do you guys do?
Well, good morning, Mike and David. It's good to be on the Score this morning. But at Basement Water Stoppers, our goal is to create a healthy environment for your home and family. And we're there to guide the homeowners along every step of the way of their water problems and to take the stress out of the situation for them. We can show them how they can expand their living space and gain peace of mind that their investment will be protected. Well, also, we can be out within 5 days for a free inspection, and we complete our work shortly thereafter.
Paul, what makes Basement Water Stoppers unique from the competition?
Well, our focus is just on the foundation, so top of the foundation down, and we work just to stop water intrusion into the basement or crawl space. And we use proven repair solutions, and to complement our repairs, we offer warranties that are lifetime warranties, fully transferable. Gives the homeowner peace of mind that the repair is done right and their money was well spent.
Now that people are spending even more time in their homes than normal, what are some of the signs that homeowners should be looking for when you might find out you need a waterproofing expert?
Well, first of all, water in a basement or a crawl space is never a good thing because even a little bit that starts to come in, it's never going to get better or go away. It's only going to get worse over time. So when you're seeing signs of any kind of seepage in your basement, that's something that you'd want to have somebody come out and take a look at to make sure.